Good morning, everyone. I'm Xue Qingzhen from Zhejiang University, China. It is my first time to attend the ESD annual meetings. Also, I have a big problem of jet lag, feel sleepy and headache. But I still feel happy to here present my some talks about my results of my labs. So thank you very much for the symposium organizers for giving me an opportunity to give a talk today here. My topic will be talking something about the physiological changes of the diamond back moles after parasite by pestoids, wasps, Diadigmas, semicolon. This species actually belong to the family of Ichneumonidae. As you know, diamondback moth is a main pest of carnivora vegetables worldwide, especially in China. They cause the serious damages. But it's likely that this pest actually has several very effective parasitoids. They actually parasitize on the eggs, larvae, and pupae. And for the larvae, they actually have two effective parasitoids. One is the Cutisia, and then other is the Diadigma. And still has a very effective parasitoid that parasitizes on the pupae of the diamondback moth. It's also a molidae. And I just mentioned last PPT by Mike that parasitoid actually regulates their host, mainly mediated by parasitoid social effects such as venom, the Proteidian virus, and still some species have teratocytes. And in the last decades, actually, in my lab, we are mainly working on this species. And nowadays, from last year, we are focused on this species because, since these two species actually, they can successfully parasite the same host, but they belong to the different families. And they actually supposed to carry the different parasitoid social effects. For these species, they carry the venom, PDV, and teratocytes. And for these species, absolutely have venom, but they supposed to also have PDV. But these two kind of PDVs belong to different genes. Yeah. And just mentioned by Bruce in the last PPT that actually originally independently. So why we want to study this species? Actually, we want to compare the physiological changes of the same host parasitized by two different species. So we think that it has advantages to compare this difference with the same host and with the different parasitoids. So today we'll talk just briefly about some very basic research on the physiological changes of the host passed by these parasitoid wasps. And so, as mentioned, this species actually is a very dominant species in the field, but little known is about this regulating the host, especially the physiological mechanisms. So we're looking into several items. First, we will try to confirm the parasitoid associated effects. So actually, we have confirmed this parasitoids carry the PDVs that belong to the ichneovirus, the genes. So we name it the DSIV, that's right. And also we characterize the venom. These are venom reservoirs, and this is a profile of the venom contents. From this side, you can see that this venom consists of a flight of peptides. And this may be suggested from other systems. The venom component may synchronize the expressions of PDV genes in the host, but also they also can affect independently. And this, the previous result we actually published in the Microscopy Research and Technique. Next, we will want to look into the cellular immunosynthesis by this parasite on the host. We will look into this catalog. First, we find that's the hematopoietic organ, that's the hemocyte came from, this organ came from. It's a serious damage of the parasitin. This is a non-parasite. This is a parasite. You can see that the cells were damaged. And even some have some morphologic appearance. Some dead larvae after parasite, the organs, the colors became dark. And the pre-hemocyte actually also undergoing a death or apoptosis actually in the hemolymph. You can see certain members of the cell is broken. But the mature hemocyte doesn't mean that when the hemocyte became mature in the hemolymph, they actually did not affected by the parasitism. That means did not affected by the venom or BDEs. Both the latest showed there's no difference between the parasite and non-parasite, and also the FCM assays also show there's no significant difference were found between the viability of hemocyte from parasite and non-parasite larvae. About the counting of the hemocytes, actually, they actually seriously decreased after the parasite as compared with non-parasite larvae. And also the parasite also affects the spreading ability of the hemocytes. This is the hemocytes after 1 hour parasitization, their spreading is seriously inhibited, And also, this is a normal hemocyte. They can incorporate the plastic bees, while the hemocyte hemocyte from the parasite larvae, they couldn't incorporate the plastic bees. But the hemocyte ability will inhibit actually is a transition. That's mainly it's for temporary. For the after the 1 hour of parasitization, there's actually inhibit this phenocerus, but when time go on, they are actually recovered, you know? After 48 hours, there are no difference between the parasite one and the non-parasite. And also the parasitin also affects the pro-PO activations of the hemocytes. You can see both the cell debris and the hemocyte lias solutions show that the pro-PO activity were serious inhibited by the parasitations. So we came to the same conclusion that the parasitism of this parasitic wasp that actually avoid the host immune system mainly through attack the disruption of the host hematopoietic organ that destroys the pre-hemocytes. And also they have a transient inhibition of the spreading ability of the hemocytes. And very important thing, also duplication of depletions of host hemocyte pro-PO activities. After the host parasite by this parasite, actually the some nutrition component has changed, and also that means the parasite larvae should take the nutrition from the host larvae. After the parasite, you can see from this slide, the fatty body actually decrease in the parasite the larvae as compared to non-parasite ones, especially in the late stages of development of a host. And this depends. This slide shows that the correlations lipid component concentrations of between parasite and the host, and both this is the host larvae and this is the pupae that show the concentrations of lipid concentration of parasite mainly correlation with the lipid concentration in the heme lymph of the host. And we also examine an organic component of from the parasite or non-parasite host, live home lymph and the parasite, and found that there actually is no difference between these two kind of things. But we did found there is some difference for the organic components from parasite and non-parasite host pupae, fed bodies, especially several kinds of components are high in the non-parasite fed body, but while almost absent, but in low valent concentrations in the parasite host fed bodies. But it's interesting that the ultrastructure showed that the fed body from host, their trypophagocyte was not destroyed of the parasite. Although the component of an organism is quite different from the non-parasite. Then we made some conclusion that this parasite actually could not use the nutrition in the host larvae body directly. And actually they probably only could consume the host larvae heme lymphs. And also the parasite larvae has an ability to redirect the nutrition metabolism in host, especially in the prepubic fat body, to fertilize the utilization of a host stored in the tissues. And about the nutrition composition, we have prepared papers that I submitted to a journal that is now under revision. There are some other effects, because of the time limited, I don't want to go to in detail. One is hyperchloridosis. We found the host have hyperchloridosis after parasitations. But actually, we did not know how they can occur. That means we have no idea about the mechanism underlying it. Because they have we did not observe the accelerated degradation of glycogens, and also we have no observation about the activations of glycogen phosphorylase. And also the tissue's chloridosis activities were not influenced. All of the three items actually mentioned in the existing study, they are actually responsible to the hypochloridosis in the host parasite by parasites. But in our cases, it's not. So we still try to understand this phenomenon. The others actually we study on the host growth and the metabolic efficiency, after parasite by these parasites. And we used several parameters to characterize these effects by precedence. And we actually published this paper in the Science journals. So I also don't want to go too in details in this topic. We have very complex conclusions, but you can see from this slide there are a lot of empty space we should fill in the future. We only have study under this immune system for in the cellular immune system, both found on the incorporations, counting or split abilities, and we also have done some work on the PO activations, and also we done something about the sugar or lipid concentrations, and we also observed the development of silk gland and also plasto development. We try to find the mechanism underlined the whole the cis parasite to control this the host, but you know from this side we still have a number of things should be done in the future. Actually, it's a lot of work is ongoing in my labs, so some results will come up maybe in next few years. And this work actually mainly done by my students and also helped by a colleague from both in China and from the United States, and my work also supported by some funds from Chinese government. Thank you very much.